have you ever been in rehab?
Well, see, I've told you I've had issues, and I've
That's a yes.
Okay, have you Have you ever had those issues treated?
Well, can I answer your question?
Yes, please? You can. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. It's not that, you know. Well, and I'll just go ahead and make this short. What I said before, people have problems. It's like when you're sick, you know, and you have to go to the doctor. Well, you take care of your issues. But has my issues been cocaine or no? And that's the point I'm trying to make to you.
All right, what have they been then?
Well, I was going to sit down and do that on TV, but I just wanted to let everybody know allegations against me have not been true.
Well, I got to tell you, you're not doing a very good job of clearing yourself.
As far as what?
As far as answering the questions. I mean,
I can't answer a question due
why
to
not?
A drug policy.
Why can't
policy? Because that, the rules are rules, and we follow by rules in America.
And you know, about 1 year ago, I was zonked out on Vicodin, and I had to spend time in a detox center. I said it. Why can't you?
Because
1 year ago.
Not what we're dealing with right now. You attack something that I'm already dealing with as a person. So, I mean, what we're talking about, Wiles got cut and the allegations against me. You're trying to bring up other things that are not even important right now.
Not important? Hey, you know what?
Right,
if somebody made the allegation that you're bipolar and you're not, that is wrong, Quincy. That is absolutely wrong if they did that.
No one has proved that, and I don't think it's called defamation of character, like Mike Price and the UTEP situation that happened down there. That's what it is. So go before the legal system.
All right, so you do plan on pursuing this? I mean, like Mike Price did with Sports Illustrated, you plan on pursuing taking legal action against the Cowboys for defamation of character?
No, I plan on being a football player and a great person, son, husband in the future, and also a father, and those are my goals, and that's all I'm stating.
For those who are just joining us, this is Quincy Carter, the former Cowboys great, who called and said that he wanted to straighten out a few things. All right, so let me try to make the best sense that I can out of this. You are not bipolar, right?
Well, I've already I've never been diagnosed with bipolar, and no, I've never failed a test for cocaine, and that's what we're dealing with right now, and that's all I want to say to my fans, and this kind of turned into an argument, and I'm still, you know, leveling.
Hold on, it turned into an argument.
This is not an argument. This is a discussion.
It turned it into an argument because you called us, you wanted to come on our air. We allowed you to do that, and you also told our producer that once you make your statement, you would answer any questions that we ask.
And
when you come on our air, you don't get interviewed like you do by all the TV guys in town, okay?
We're going to ask you the questions, and you still haven't answered the one. Have you used marijuana while you were a Dallas Cowboy? It's very simple.
Okay, well, let me answer this for you. It's almost like, you know, an interview like I did when I played for the Cowboys. I mean, you ask me a question, then I answer it, but I don't give you an opportunity to just sit there and drill me.
Who's drilling you? I ask you one question. It's very simple.
I answered your question already. You're asking me the same question.
Now, does the league not allow you, I mean, if you are or aren't in the program, whatever, does the league not allow you to stipulate or make comments on what happened in the past? Is that some sort of violation if you are in the program?
Exactly. Okay. And not only is it a violation, not only is it a violation, but I can't go before a legal system. I just want to dismiss all the rumors that have been thrown against me.
I got to tell you, Quincy, you're so forgotten in this town, I don't hear any rumors about you.
Well, that's no problem, but there's the rest of America that, you know, that we have to deal with. And people, I mean, I've been to many states, and people know me because I've put that star on my helmet. And I always will respect the Cowboys. Bill Parcells and what Jerry Jones is about, I still have the same stance.
Now, do you have a relationship with Jerry at all? I mean, do you ever try to contact him or anything like that?
Well, I don't discuss my business over TV. That's why I haven't said anything in a year and a half, because I've always been the one who's loved the game. And that's all I want to do is play football. You know, and I don't, you know, everything else behind closed doors, you know how I was in Dallas. And I'm that same guy.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about what happened with the Jets last year when you left them at the end of the season before their playoff run was up, as I recall, right?
Yes.
What happened there?
Well, my mom got sick, and I went to go take care of my mom. And there was rumors that I was in rehab during that time. Well, there's no paperwork or anything that can prove that I was in rehab at the time of the Jets and Steelers game up in Pittsburgh last year. And if you can get those documents for me that say that I was there, then, okay, you've proved something. But I don't think it's fair to someone to have a lot of lies about them out, you know, in public and knows the truth. And that's the only thing I want to do out here.
Quincy, you keep saying, you know, if you don't have the proof. You know, a lot of people get away with things and there's no proof on it. Why don't you just tell the truth? Why do you have to start everything with there's no proof of that? Why don't you just say no? I mean, once you got your mother tended to, why did the Jets not want you back?
Well, I you have to ask the Jets that. I can't answer those questions why the Jets didn't want me back. I looked for other teams in free agency. The Jets told me to go ahead and look, and the Jets had to make moves and fill their roster spots, so they signed Jay Feeler. Now, other jobs and other things weren't available like me and my agent, Eugene Parker, like we wanted them to, and things got delayed. And then that's when I started to say, well, let me just work on the things I need to do as a person, as a player, and just kind of see what happens from there.
So you had opportunities to sign with other teams. You just chose not to this year.
Yes, sir.
And you're just trying to get your act together more so, because you said you did have – there were some scenarios in your life that you weren't too proud of, and you're trying to clean that up?
Well, definitely. I'm working on myself as a whole, as a father, son. You know, I thought I'd done a pretty good job in the community, reaching out to kids in various areas and attending church and being a better Christian, too. Because, you know, when we talk about all these things, the bad things, I mean, we got to talk about God. And that's my main focus. That's why I haven't got upset with you. That's where I keep my sanity at. But, you know, I'm trying to fit myself into, incorporate myself into this world where people can understand me and know the truth about me. And that's the only thing I want.
All right, one final question here for you, Quincy. Do you think that while you were...
Well, before you ask this, Quincy, this has been one of my toughest interviews ever, but let's go ahead and wrap this up, though.
All right, do you think that while you were here, just speaking from a racial standpoint, were you treated fairly by the Cowboys in Dallas?
Thank you. That's what I wanted to get to. And you know something? Yes. You know why I was treated fairly? Because... What's my quarterback? Reggie, what's his last name? God. I forgot his last name, but
Reggie Collier.
Reggie Collier, yeah. Reggie Collier and Randall Cunningham. Before those guys, really, there wasn't a black quarterback figure here. So, you know, everybody had to get used to something new here in Dallas. And I think I was treated fairly because, I mean, overall, man doesn't run anything, and ultimately God runs everything. So, you know, I thought I was being treated fairly because I kept my eyes on him and not everybody else. And when you do take your eyes off of him, then bad things happen. But that's for me to deal with, though. But, you know, I thought I was treated great here. I mean, I had great relationships here. I still do. When I go out and I see people, I mean, hey, they're happy to see me. I'm happy to see them. And I don't have many problems with anybody.
Quincy, do you still drink nowadays?
You know, so I don't think I've ever drunk before.
so you don't drink alcohol much?
No, I don't think I've ever drunk before. But I thought that was the last question.
Where do you live? Do you live here in town these days, or where do you live?
Well, I don't get into that, man. You know, I've always lived a private life, and I will continue to live that private life.
Do you like salad?
Oh, get out of here. Well,
all right, so are you going to – I mean, obviously you're talented enough to play in the league.
Get out of here.
Hey, obviously you're talented.
Oh, my God. Y'all have a good time, man.
All right, bye-bye. Quincy, bye-bye.
What the hell was that?
Wow.
Woo-wee.
All right. We need a few to regroup.
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Tony Dorsett. Most of you know me as a former running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I want to tell you about a man that gave me a life-changing gift, the gift of great vision, Dr. William Booth. If you want to experience your life in clarity, color, and in detail, make the call today to Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. Dr. Booth says, I'm the fastest man he's ever met. Well, he's the calmest man I've ever met. Talk about a perfectionist. It only takes a call to get the ball rolling for your great vision. 214-328-0444.